This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 126 for Monday, November 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was narrowly mixed at Monday's close, recovering from earlier losses in choppy trade. Canola a dollar higher to 90 cents lower at the final bell. January down 90 cents at $645 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all softer to start the week, but gains in crude oil and Chicago soybeans were supportive. The Canadian dollar showed some strength today after trending lower for most of the past month, and that put some pressure on canola. However, solid end-user demand and a lack of significant farmer selling helped underpin the futures, as canola exports continued to run well ahead of last year's pace. In the U.S., soybean and corn prices were higher while wheat was mixed. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's U.S. presidential election was a feature, keeping caution in the futures. Soybeans held on to small gains with advances in soy meal, countered by losses in soy oil. Soybeans up 3.5 cents in the January contract at $9.97 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Farmers in Brazil, meanwhile, are making good seeding progress as moisture conditions have improved. Planting in the country is now slightly ahead of normal at 54% complete. Private forecasters have been upping their production estimates. Corn, underpinned by solid export demand, but the upside limited. The December contract up 2 cents at $4.16 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of 150,000 tons of corn to Mexico, with an additional 120,000 tons to unknown destinations. Argentina's next corn crop is reportedly 35% seeded, according to reports out of the country. Wheat ending mixed, although the bias higher for the most part. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in December at $6.05 per bushel. Kansas City up 4 cents in December at $5.71 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 0.75 cents in the December contract at $5.68.75. Recent precipitation across the dry U.S. plains has helped improve the crop prospects for winter wheat, and that was weighing on values, while chart-based positioning provided support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.